Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend everybody go on our website, download the Devil Radio app, or go to the Apple and Google store, download it, take Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you go. And there's an easier way. You just sit there and you go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. That's it. And then say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. Many of you asked that we put it on. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out in the state every day attacking our democracy, attacking the accuracy of our elections, even when they lose. Pushing the big lie, Devil Radio is the one station, the strongest voice, most aggressive voice against it. Going to the lines, Martina of Madison, my friend. Thank you very much for calling. What's on your mind today, Martina?
Oh, good morning, Matt. You know, you're talking about, Manson, that guy. Why are we continuing to treat him like a reasonable human being? Because he's not. Why are we letting that tail wag the entire country? Tell me.
Right.
You know, I didn't agree with you when, back when you were talking about, you know, which package they should pass. You kept saying that the progressives should stand down and let that one package pass. You were right. And if they had done that, think of all the jobs that would have been saved and the families that would have been supported had they done that at the time. And it was, but it was just because of the stupidity of entertaining the idea that, that Joe Manchin is a reasonable human being. He's not. Shut up. Bye.
You're right. Yeah, Martina, you know, here's the thing. There's Manchin and then there's Sinema. Now, Sinema from Arizona started out on the left. I mean, she was a true blue progressive, and she wants to get reelected. And she's made, I think, a mistake, thinking that somehow she can suck up to Republicans, and they're giving them a lot of money, the pharmaceutical companies, and that's going to appease anybody. It's not. Republicans are never going to vote for her. They want a Republican, and Democrats are angry with her, and they may stay home, and then she may lose. I don't want to see that, but that's the fact. But Manchin, whom you're focusing in on, is a real problem, because Manchin, and let me tell you the real problem, we have 50 votes. Two of them are Bernie Sanders and Angus King from Vermont and Maine, respectively. They're independents, but they vote with us. They're good people. But so we need Manchin and Sinema. If we don't get Manchin and Sinema, we don't get to 50. And at 50-50, Kamala Harris comes in and breaks the tie. Well, she ain't going to be breaking any tie if we have 48 and the other side is 50. There's no tie to break. So Manchin is in the catbird seat, and he's very sly and crafty, and he doesn't come right out and plainly say what he's going to do or not do. He winces, he nods, he winks, he nudges. And you'll go, well, you know, I just have a real problem with the green grid. And so then we go ahead, well, not me, but I mean, they go ahead and they say, okay, on the green grid, we're not going to make it mandatory. We'll make it with incentives. And then the oil companies give him a lot of his money. He owns about a $30 million stake in a coal company, by the way. So then he goes, well, even with incentives, I don't know if we want incentives. He sort of leaves it open-ended. Then he'll go things like the child tax credit, it should be means tested. And then I want to do this. And then I want to do that. And then his most recent one is, you know, with inflation, maybe we should put this off. He'll never come out and say he's not going to vote for something. What he'll say is something stupid like, well, because of inflation, maybe we'll put it off. He knows if he puts it off, it ain't going to go through. And we run the risk of losing the House and the Senate next November, and then nothing's going through. What's really going on, Martina, is this. West Virginia had been a Democratic state. They liked John Kennedy. You know, they liked Truman. They liked Roosevelt. They have become increasingly conservative. So their governor, Governor Justice, was a Democrat. He became a Republican. And Manchin votes about, or jokes about, maybe I'll become a Republican. He's not just joking. He's not just joking. He's trying to send out mixed signals. I will tell you, he has a chance right now of going down history in the good. If he and Sinema got rid of the filibuster for voting rights. And then we had no gerrymander. We had uniform mail-in voting, uniform drop boxes, and so on, that would not be reversed. It would be too hard politically for the Republicans. He won't do it. This is a sad thing. You know what it is? Why? He won't do it because he is really a Republican and he wishes he changed parties a while ago. So say the tail wagging the dog, I'd agree if we had a tail. He's a Republican tail. Martina, thanks a lot for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Going back to the lines, we're going to go to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. This is a red alert. I hate calling in with bad news, but we got to be aware of this. Trump has recently acquired over $1 billion. The donor is mysterious. Nobody said Russia, but could be. Nobody said, I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of one, another Middle Eastern country. Could be.
Saudi Arabia.
But with $1 billion in his wallet, he can really change the mindset of the electorate in the next couple of years. We got to be so aware of this. We got to, like, put up our armaments right now. We got to go into full battle mode because I know what he's going to do. We all know what he's going to do. He will use that billion to literally propagandize half the country. And if we're not aware of it, it's going to catch us off guard. One thing I give the Republicans, or I'm going to call them not even the Republicans, the crime family, a lot of credit for, they're a step ahead of us. They're a step ahead of us. So we got to catch up, and we got to be aware of this, because if it happens, people, right, America is done. Thanks again, Matt, and have a good
thank
day.
You, Bill. And we're going to go to the next caller. However, I'm going to get back to what Bill said. He's talking about what's called a SPAC, S-P-A-C, Special Purpose Acquisition Company, that Trump put together to start a media company, and that media company that has raised $1 billion, you're right, and that media company is under investigation by the SEC and FINRA. FINRA is the Federal Industry Regulating Authority. That's the one that registrates, that investigates broker-dealers. And they're looking at the origin of that $1 billion. It's supposed to get a media company. Devin Nunes, one of the worst members of Congress, one of the ones that is pro-Russian and pro-Trump, is resigning in a couple of weeks, believe it or not. And I thought, great, he's a skunk. But he's stepping down to run the media company for Trump, to run his $1 billion. And I think the SEC and FINRA are looking at this because exactly right. They want to find out where that billion went. And what's it going to be used for? May not be used for media company. It may be used for presidential campaign. If there are any Russian or Saudi Arabian footprints on like there were before, Garland, for the love of God, will you indict this guy? Going to the lines, Joe of Tucson, my friend, formerly of Stevens Point. Joe, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe of Tucson?
Hey, Matt. And hey, Luke. Yeah, you know, this is super problematic because, you know, they're always going to bring in foreign money. They're always going to bring in scandalous money, you know, and then we respond in a toothless way. We have this prosecutorial song and dance, and we talk like Fred Astaire, but we look like Jared Fogle, the old spokesman for Subway, this is ridiculous. You know, and how many major bills have we passed using our power? The Republicans ran through, and what do we got, 400 bills at a state level? That's a concerted effort by the Heritage Foundation. Okay, we are just sitting here. We have not found one Republican subject or response that we didn't want to gag on as Democrats. And I just saw, and this is disturbing, a Harris-Harvard-Katz poll released on the Hill, and it was right now people would vote for Trump by 3 points. To even say it's that close is terrifying. And to run through with all these bills and we can't get squat done because, Matt, God bless you, but this is the poison that Democratic centrism brings in. When we evolve to those positions and we say, yeah, you know what? It really looks like the sensible way to go. This is what you get. And I remember gagging on process with Ben Nelson, Zell Miller down in Georgia, Joe Lieberman, that twit, all those guys. They have always done this. Chuck Schumer, this is the type of senator that he likes. I mean, Amy McGrath, a pro-Trump candidate running against 19% approval, Mitch McConnell, and we couldn't even take that putz out. I mean, you know, and then like that would have been our new Joe Manchin. We have such an identity crisis going on in this country that we're looking to bring back an insurrectionist president, a crime family like Bill said, I think it was. We have got to do some soul searching, my brother Matt. This is not how you do politics. We should be owning this situation. We're getting smoked. What do you say?
Yeah. No, I agree. But here's the short thing. We have two voters who are a problem, and one of them is in your state, my friend, and that is Kyrsten Sinema. Sinema and Manchin won't suspend the filibuster for anything. Moscow Mitch McConnell told someone recently and doesn't deny it. He laughed. He said, boy, if I were the Democrats, I'd suspend the filibuster right now. He did it for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. He'll do it again. They'll do it again. For Manchin to say that I'm simply doing this because I want bipartisanship, alone, there is no bipartisanship anymore. There is none. If Manchin and Sinema would suspend the filibuster for H.R. Run and SB1, there would be no more gerrymandering in federal elections. There would be uniform absentee ballots, drop boxes, sufficient voting machines. You wouldn't be taking people off the ballot. It would clean up our elections. At one time, you know, there was a poll tax at one time in Mississippi and Alabama. If you were an African-American voter, they'd go up and they'd say, recite the Constitution, the whole Constitution. If you're off by one word, you can't vote. Or pay a poll tax to vote. You got to pay $100. That was gotten rid of by a constitutional amendment. We fought through the civil rights era. Now, some of the same stuff is happening, and the Supreme Court is on their side. Joe, I appreciate your calling, and I do agree with you on this one very strongly. And Bill of Oconomowoc as well, my friend, thank you for calling in. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.